In early May, the planting schedule was lagging. Then milder, drier conditions prompted growers to plant seeds, with projections that most, if not all, of the state's staple crops would be back on track. Nearly a month later, those same crops, namely soybeans and corn, are ahead of schedule, thanks to rising humidity and heavier rainfall. Bob Battaglia, director of the Wisconsin Agricultural Statistics Service, says the corn season is even ahead of the five-year average. Battaglia says he's still cautious about some growing conditions.
We did have some early concerns about moisture problems in the northern part of the state. The rains last week pretty much took care of those, but now there's some concern in the southern area, especially over in the southeast part of the state. It's pretty dry there. Most of the southern counties where a lot of the crops are, it's spotty. I mean, we keep expecting rain this week, and some places it showers and some places it doesn't.
The majority of the state is enjoying adequate moisture levels for soil. The first round of hay and alfalfa crops is already being cut. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.